The original research article entitled Pyridostigmine Improves Hand Grip Strength in Patients with Myalgic Encephalomyelitis, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, was authored by Schlomer and Stein et al. From Charité Universitätsmedizin Berlin in Germany. It was published in Frontiers in Neuroscience in September 2025. This paper explored whether low acetylcholine activity contributes to the reduced exercise capacity, muscle strength, and orthostatic intolerance seen in ME/CFS patients. The body requires acetylcholine for muscle activity control, and cardiovascular adaptations such as standing up. Pyridostigmine, also known as mestinon, is a drug that inhibits the enzyme that breaks down acetylcholine. Pyridostigmine has been used off-label for ME/CFS patients, specifically those with orthostatic intolerance, to mitigate symptoms. The study included 20 post-infection ME/CFS patients, 7 men, 13 women, diagnosed using the Canadian consensus criteria. Muscle fatigue was assessed using hand grip strength test, with all patients recording values below the manufacturer's cutoff. During the first visit, baseline hand grip strength values were obtained using a dynamometer. Participants held the dynamometer in their dominant hand and exerted maximum force for a 3-second period with 5-second rests. This was repeated 10 times, and the highest value over each 3-second period was recorded in kilograms. This process was then repeated 60 minutes later and followed by a passive stand test that 7 participants declined. During the second visit, patients repeated the initial hand grip strength test protocol. After the first set of 10, 30 milligrams of pyridostigmine was administered. Hand grip strength was retested after 1 hour, again followed by a passive stand test. The researchers found that hand grip strength fell after 1 hour without pyridostigmine, but doubled after pyridostigmine administration. Heart rate rise while standing also dropped from 17 BPM to 13 BPM with pyridostigmine. This indicates that pyridostigmine could have significant benefits for ME/CFS patients with orthostatic intolerance, muscle weakness, and impaired exercise capacity. The authors acknowledge the limitations of the small sample size and the lack of a control group. They recommend further study of pyridostigmine to validate these findings in a larger, controlled trial and to better understand its effects on symptoms and function, as well as possible side effects.